This is a historical event, but when does it take place? It takes place at this waymark that we know as the Sunday Law. And when we receive this power from the Holy Spirit, we then begin to proclaim the message, which has been called the loud cry message, the fourth angel's message, the message to come out of Babylon. There's a message that will take place. And brothers and sisters, this is a historical event. This will be talked about in the papers, that these Seventh-day Adventists that are bringing all these problems, that are refusing to keep Sunday, not only are they doing that, they're winning converts to their truths. There's people coming and making stands. There's people leaving the other churches and making a stand with them. This isn't something that happens in obscurity. This is the climax of the gospel. And at this time, national apostasy is followed by national ruin, and the floodgates of disaster are opened up on the United States and the world as every other country in the world follows the lead of the United States. And as the latter rain is being poured out on God's people at the Sunday law, this nation fully disconnects itself from righteousness, and Satan begins his marvelous working, and the world confronted with the true power of God in the latter rain, and the marvelous working of Satan as it all comes to conclusion, and finally human probation closes. And Satan's miracles quit at that point. The time of Jacob's trouble begins as there is a world enraged at these people that were the point of controversy, but the world knows at this point. They know that they are in a terrible mess because disaster after disaster has followed as we lead into the end of the world. This purification of God's church, as identified in the Sunday Laws, brothers and sisters, is the focus of end-time Bible prophecy. It is the message that Seventh-day Adventists have built their name upon. Our name identifies this issue. How could we not see, especially with the testimony of our name given in the spirit of prophecy, that it was divinely given to us, how could we believe that we could come to the Sunday Law test in contrast with the name that we possess, Seventh-day Adventist? How could we believe that we could come to that testing time and not observe Sabbath and still be a Seventh-day Adventist? This is the issue of end-time events, and the Sunday Law is the focus of this issue, and it's the focus of the events connected